Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM. I am delighted to be joined on the line by Melanine Murphy, who is a certified infant massage instructor. I nearly said engine there. And she is part of the Preparing for Life team. And Melanine is going to start off by telling me all about a Dad's Only Baby Massage group. But maybe first of all, Melanine, you tell me all about what baby massage is.
I will indeed. Hi, Danny. Thanks very much for having me. Lovely to be here again. So baby massage, it's actually a tradition that goes back thousands and thousands of years, would you believe, worldwide. And really what it is that parents are shown how to massage their babies. They're actually brought through a routine which is made up of Indian massage strokes and Swedish massage strokes and a bit of reflexology as well. So it's actually a skill that people learn with their babies. Now, I, the instructor, because I'm a certified infant massage instructor, we would actually demonstrate the massage strokes on the doll. So it is only the parents themselves that actually touches and massages their own baby also. So basically that's kind of sort of the format of the groups. But what we do is, we've been delivering the groups now since 2014 in the Northside Partnership area in Dublin 3, 5, 17 and 13. So they've been going a long time and very successful, thank you. And what we've decided to do now is, last year we actually introduced for the first time a Dad's Only group, because dads obviously do want to be involved with their babies, and it's just to give them an opportunity to do this group for themselves. That's why we're having it on a Saturday morning. Because we have had dads at the groups before, especially now with paternity leave as well. They're able to attend a couple of the sessions, but they're not able usually to attend all five sessions when they're on during the week. So that's why we've been doing that.
An interesting thing, and I presume with your background and your training and your expertise in the field, Melanine, mm-hmm. And it's an interesting question now. Hopefully you're in a position to answer it. But has there been a study done of children's development who have, for want of a better expression, who have undergone baby massage as opposed to a group of children who didn't?
Oh, well, there has been lots and lots of research actually worldwide. Excuse me, the Touch Research Institute based out of the Miami University have done lots and lots of research about this. Now, they actually have, they did research back in 2000 about dads massaging their infants, and they found that dads who massaged their infants showed more enjoyment and more warmth during floor play interactions with their infants, but they also then themselves experienced increased self-esteem as well. So, I mean, even though baby massage is an actual skill and a curriculum that we're delivering to people, it actually gives them confidence in their parenting as well, and helps them build a connection with their baby also. And it is only a 5-week group, but it is something, a skill that you can use right up until the children are grown as well. You know, we do show you how to adapt the strokes as the child grows. Like if you think about touch, it's one of the very first of the senses that develops in the womb. And if you know somebody that you love gives you a hug, that speaks so much more than 1,000 words, you know. So, I mean, at my groups, I always say, which is a line I picked up from an organization over in the States, that the hands communicate what the heart feels. So when parents are massaging their babies, I just try to say to them, you know, think about it, what it is that you are communicating to your baby. So, and the babies, you know, feel more relaxed, they feel more cool, they're calm, they're collected, they feel safe, which is what you want to feel.
And what is the actual process, if you don't mind? I mean, I would be familiar with a massage, we'll say, for argument's sake, from a sporting point of view, where somebody picks up an injury and they get a massage to, look, let's be honest, speed up recovery and get them back on the pitch as fast as possible. With a baby, what's the procedure? What happens?
Okay, so in the groups, we would have a setup. Say there'd be myself, and then I would have a doll that I would demonstrate the massage strokes on, and we could have a maximum between 6 to 8 parents in a group. And we'd all be down on mats on the floor as well. And the parents would be massaging the babies. They'd have oil. They would use organic sunflower oil to actually massage the babies also. And then we would have a process where at the beginning we do like a little icebreaker question, just a nice way to get to know everyone in the group as well, because it's a very lighthearted, very easygoing group as well. And then we would do the massage strokes. We do a little bit of relaxation as well. And then after that, we'd always have time for a discussion. And they'd usually be baby-related topics. But the one lovely thing about the baby massage is, even though there is a set curriculum that we follow, you really don't know where the discussions are going to go. because we could be talking about something about a parenting experience, we could be talking about, you know, something about baby's development, we could even go and talk about what's happening on Netflix. It all depends on what's happening for ourselves on that day as well, which is so lovely too. So,
and tell me this, Melanie, from what you're saying to me and what mm-hmm. you're telling us here this morning, it seems to me that the benefits of this are, well, for the parent and for the baby, they're more emotional than physical. Would I be right in that?
Well, they're actually all of them. You can tick all those boxes, actually, Donnie, because, I mean, baby massage, the benefits, well, the interaction between parent and baby is what helps to grow the emotional bonds between parent and baby. There are many physical benefits that babies experience. I mean, they do experience relief from colic and constipation. It helps to regulate their sleeping patterns as well. And then with babies as well, with you know, it helps with their brain and their spinal cord development. If you think about it, all these touch receptors and nerve endings all over the body, the parent is touching the baby's different parts of the body, and you're awakening all those neurons in the brain as well. So it's all helping with brain development. And especially in the first 3 years of life, you know, children do so much in terms of brain development. It grows so rapidly as well, especially even the first 12 months, actually, of life. So,
and, you know, as we see today, practically the last remaining COVID restrictions have been lifted. So society as we knew it is more or less back with us, I think, Melanie, in fairness.
Yeah.
So based on that fact, how many people can you cater for in a group?
It's usually between 6 to 8 parents. So when it's a face-to-face group, we'd have a maximum of 8 parents with their babies. On Zoom, it would be between 6 and 8 parents as well.
So it
would be a parent plus a baby. I'd count that as one.
it's kept to relatively small and very manageable numbers at that. So,
yeah, which makes it easier, you know, for people to get to know each other and to be a bit more relaxed and share experiences as well, and share stories, or even just swapping tips, you know, things that have worked for people. Yeah, just a little parenting hack. Those little nuggets of information that don't be in the manual.
Well, as a parent and now a grandparent, I can tell you that when you have your first child, and I don't think it matters what else you do in life, but there's no doubt but that that is the most, it's the steepest learning curve anybody can go on.
Yeah. And you know, the lovely thing at the groups is that we've, well, now the last group, the dad's group, the very first one that we held in April, we had a mixture of dads. We had first-time dads, we had a dad of 3, we had a dad who was a dad of 2 as well. So, and it's lovely to actually have a mixture of parents at the group, because it's reassuring for the first-time parents as well. So, and it's, yeah, it's just a very positive experience, really, is the only way I can describe it. Even for me as a facilitator delivering it, it's such a lovely, lovely experience too. So,
now let's get into the bones of it. When does the course come in? How many courses a year do you plan on running, and when is the first one?
Well, we just run the baby massage continuously throughout the year. I think last year, during 2021, we delivered 19 courses of baby massage we delivered during 2021. So, but for the dads group, this Saturday, the 5th of March, this starts, is the start of our first dads only group. We do run the baby massage continually throughout the week, mainly on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So if parents are interested, if they want to attend during the week, or if they even want to attend anymore, would like to attend on Saturday, they just need to go onto our website, preparingforlife.ie, and just use the contact us tab, and we'll get in touch with them and send them out more details about guidelines about what to expect at the massage group as well.
So
and
our
register and view our child protection guidelines under GDPR guidelines also.
Our chat this morning is very, very timely, because it gives people a good lead into a week, practically a week anyway, because as you say, next Saturday, what time is kickoff
so
next
from
Saturday?
10 o'clock till 11 o'clock. And it's, so the dates are the 5th of March, the 12th of March. We're not going to have a class on the 19th of March, because that's St. Patrick's Bank holiday weekend. The 26th of March, the 2nd of April, and we'll finish up then on the 9th of April. So it's for an hour on a Saturday morning from the 4th of March until Saturday the 9th of April.
That's very doable, I would imagine, for most parents.
I hope so. Well, especially for any of the parents that are breastfeeding, you know, at least they're not trying to, they're not away from the from mommy as well, you know, for more than an hour. Or mommy is you know, mommy can take a break while they're actually on the Zoom for the hour, but she's not too far away if the baby needs to be breastfed too. So that's one advantage of it being on Zoom for the dad.
Is there a cost involved in this, Melanie?
No, it is free of charge to any parents that live in Dublin 3, 5, 13 and 17 for the general Northside Partnership catchment area.
That sounds fascinating, I have to be honest. And I mean, as we touched on, like, the benefits, it may sound a bit, you know, unmanly and a bit silly and a bit, you know, all these type of things.
You know,
but
I have to say, Donnie,
it's actually quite the opposite.
Man.
It's you're really making an investment in your child's future from the very outset, I would suggest.
Oh, completely. And, you know, the earlier you're involved with your child, the better outcomes for your child at the end of the day as well. But, you know, there is something just so lovely seeing a grown man just tenderly massaging and holding their baby and interacting with them. It is such a lovely, lovely experience.
And indeed, it's something which you see as the generations move on.
Mm-hmm.
And like from my parents' generation to my parents, and now I see my children with their children. It is evolving and it is improving all the time.
Yeah, it is. And it is great to have the dads involved. And, you know, they are so eager, especially with the last 2 years of the pandemic and the restrictions in maternity hospitals. It's been very tough for parents as well. So this is just a great thing. It's a positive thing that they're doing. And it's, well, as I say to my parents at the group, when they are attending any of our groups, and what would usually happen is when we massage our babies, you know, we're communicating love. It's helping us to release tension in the baby. It's helping us as parents to understand their babies better. But most importantly, we're getting to have a bit of fun with them, which is really, really important, I think, to keep you going in the parenting journey and enjoying those magical moments. That's what gets you through when you're up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning with them.
Exactly. And I suppose the other side of it as well is that it may bring the parents closer together, because dad is experiencing, well, let's say probably 3/4 of what mammy is experiencing, if he's on, if you'll pardon the pun, a hands-on operative as well.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, it gets them more involved, and it's better all round for the family as a whole, I think.
And anything that's good for the next generation is good for everybody. Melanie Murphy from the Preparing for Life team, talking to us about the Dad's Only Baby Massage Group, which kicks off at 10 o'clock next Saturday morning. Melanie, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It has been extremely informative. And before I part company, which I also obviously want to thank Sarah Clossy in the Northside Partnership for organising this interview for me. Melanie, the best of luck with your courses as they run through the year. Undoubtedly, I will be talking to you again.
Thank you again, Johnny. Take care now.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. And thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, there you go, my friends. That is extremely interesting, and I would suggest well worth looking into. So if you want to go on to the Northside Partnership, the Preparing for Life team there, and it will take you to that website, and you can book in, and it kicks off next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and it's only for an hour, from 10 until 11 a.m.
across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near